Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Here we are. It's Thursday. We like Thursdays, right?
Yeah, yes. Love Thursdays.
Yeah.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Thursdays are like my second favorite day after Monday.
It's so weird.
I like Monday because it's a clean slate. The week is at your fingertips. You can do whatever you want. I like Thursday because it's the last day of the productive week. Because Friday, nobody gives a crap, you know?
Friday's awesome.
Right? All right, around the room, he thought his glass bottles and old coin would be worth a lot of money, but the outcome of Dr. Lori's appraisal turned out to be pretty funny. Because it wasn't that. Here he is, Eddie!
Hey, so, man, I had to pull the I make the money around here card with my family.
Tell your wife, yep.
No, no, not my wife. I'm not
she
that
works.
Crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't use all of
any. Never. No, it was my son. So we shared this video streaming service, and every time I watch it and he wants to watch it, he presses play on his TV, mine shuts off. It just does this back and forth, so we fight over and over. I press play, his turns off. He presses play, mine turns off. So I went up to his room. I'm like, listen right now. Listen, I pay for this. Oh. I make the money around here. If I want to watch it, you can't watch it, period. There's no ping-ponging around here. And he's like, jeez, Dad, okay, what if I pay for it? Like, pay for it. Pay for it. Then he's like, I don't have the money. Man, we got an argument over it.
What if he wants to quit school and get a job so he can pay for it?
Good call.
Okay. I mean, no.
Yeah, why won't you let me quit school? I want to pay for it like you just told me.
Why don't you just get a part-time job like a normal kid?
I can't because I got to study all the time for school.
Hey, why are you turning into my son?
Hey, I'm just trying to be devil's advocate. That I make the money thing. That's what kids grow up and go, I hate what my dad said that. I'm never going to say that. Then they end up saying it too.
Dude, it's so cool to say.
It is cool to say.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I can't wait to say it.
Question, what happens if that's on a Sunday? Are you allowed to go say something because it's no parenting Sunday?
Ooh.
So you'd have to let him watch
but
it.
But that's just your buddy then.
That's right. That's right. We're roommates.
Yeah, you're roommates and you pay for it. I used to have those roommate fights. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
He always shares the bonehead story of the day and who knows, maybe he'll get employee of the month for the month of May. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, telling you guys all about my experience at the Airbnb this past weekend, and now I'm worried that I might have to sue because I stayed there.
You always say you never have sued one time.
No, I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
And there was an infestation of earwigs, and I mean, they are these little crawly creepers. They look like centipedes.
Earwig?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, Eddie, look at these things.
I don't want to look.
That's the real name of it, an earwig?
Yeah, earwig.
It says earwig.
Did you know that when you saw them, or did you look it up?
No, I had to look it up.
Okay.
But they were all, I thought they were centipedes.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures.
I don't
Yeah, they were all over the Airbnb. Found one in my niece's hair.
Dude, it's like a cockroach made sweet love to a centipede.
Yeah, it's got little clippers in the back, too.
Yeah, they got little stingers. And so I woke up one morning, and I grabbed my water bottle off the counter, and I take a drink.
I can't.
We got people eating breakfast right now. Go ahead.
And I felt something crawling in my mouth.
Oh, no.
And I spit.
How did it get in your sealed water bottle?
No, I just left it on the counter and had the lid on.
Oh, no seal. Not that that's right, but that's weird, though. Yeah, go ahead.
And one of these suckers was in the water bottle.
In your mouth.
In my mouth. I got audio.
How did you not look in the bottle before
because
you drank
it's a dark bottle. Like it's like a water bottle. You know, like my
Oh, it's like a one that you take that you own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just left it open, the lid, the top lid?
Yeah, I just sit on the counter. I drank some.
It's still not your fault, but that's also weird. That okay. Weird. You have audio of what?
Me and go, ah!
Wait, so how
you record
had time?
This live? No, or did you recreate it Unsolved Mysteries?
I filmed it of the earwig in the sink so everybody knows that it was in my mouth.
Did you see it and then record it and then you drank it on purpose just to record
no,
it?
No.
Okay, let's hear the audio.
Guys, I was taking a drink out of my water bottle. It's like, oh, let me take a drink. I felt something there. That mother was in my water. That mother's in my water. Oh, my God, he was in my mouth.
And he could have stung me. He could have bit my lip. I could have had an allergic reaction. So I hit the Airbnb meetup, and I was like, hey, we got an infestation. Thinking they're going to give me a discount something. Nothing.
No, that's weird. They should.
They said, oh.
You sent them the audio?
No, I didn't send them the audio. But they did say, oh, we can come fumigate the place, but you'd have to be out of it for 5 hours. I'm like, no, that's not.
Yeah, that ain't cool. I don't think you should sue, but that, you should get your money back.
I mean, pain you're living suffering. In a place.
No.
You should mental anguish?
No. I can't believe you left your lid open. Anything could have crawled in there.
I mean, that thing was in.
That's disgusting. I do think you should get your money back.
Also, in your niece's hair?
Yeah, there was one in her hair.
Can you send a message to, like, the CEO or whatever the feet? I don't know.
I don't know how to send. I could find out the CEO of Airbnb.
I'd try.
Because I have Airbnb stock. We do.
Ooh, you can say I'm a stockholder.
We've also got to check and see how much money we're up or down. We haven't done that in a while.
Hey, that's power if you call the CEO and you say I'm a stockholder.
How much share you got? 0.3?
No, that is. I think we have 0.3.
Really? 0.3 divided by three people.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. Sorry that happened to you. I would definitely follow up to get my money back.
Ugh.
Her biggest regret in life is not asking her parents more questions when they were alive, and it's scary to think she's teaching her daughter now how to drive. Here she is, Amy.
Well, speaking of my daughter, she's wrapping up her freshman year of high school, and we just got an invite to an end-of-year pool party that I guess one of her classmates is throwing. And on the invitation, it says, parents are welcome. So I'm like, yeah, let's go.
But she's 16 now. You don't have to go to everything.
Yeah, but there's a chance to meet a single dad.
Oh, well, no. If that's the move, that's not, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
Go, Amy.
Never mind. I didn't think about that either. I was just thinking that it would be fun to go, and she was, and now I kind of really want to go. She's begging me not to go.
Yeah, I don't think you should go.
I think this kid's dad is the one throwing the party, and he wanted mom there.
Go. If you're going to, like, protect her, no need. She's 16.
I'm protecting. So it'd be fun.
You just want to go party with those
kids?
What's
fun about hanging with 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
She's thinking about the dad.
No.
Go.
I wasn't going to go until she was begging me not to go, and now I think it'd be fun to be like, what? I can just show her I can be normal around you and your friends. Huh. Like, yeah, why would she not? Listen, because also I want to meet more of these kids, because I want kids to come to
me.
Go.
Okay, Amy, never not mind. The dads, maybe moms.
Sure. Go.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, thank you. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has an expensive heirloom at his home, and it's worth more than a bone. Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Oh, a bone. Like what's a bone represent, though, money-wise?
To me, it's a G.
And what? A G is a?
1,000.
Okay, got it. So we had to go do walk the cycle there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. As kids, we create these enemies in our mind of sports teams or players that we don't like, and then you hate them. I could probably go to these guys and say, like, who did you hate as a kid because they were the opposite of your sports team? Eddie?
I probably hate it. Well, yeah, I kind of like my enemy. I liked the 49ers when I was a kid. But, man, I really hated the Redskins.
Okay.
They were the Redskins then. I hated
Cowboys,
the Redskins.
Rivals.
Yeah. Same division.
Lunchbox?
Cardinals, Packers, Texas.
Any player?
Ozzie Smith. Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he's still got on.
Anybody play
Ray, did you have any people you hated as a kid?
Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, but just because he was so great, he might be the only one.
So, I had a couple. One was Phil Fulmer, the football coach at Tennessee, because they beat Arkansas. We were going to win up for the national championship or like a game away. I hated him because he was the Tennessee coach, and Tennessee whooped us. I hated it. I hated Tennessee just because they were good. And I hated Jim Edmonds, who played for the Cardinals. And in the past week, I've hung out with both of them or talked to them, and I like them.
That's crazy.
And that's weird.
I know. And
you
started,
forgave?
I did. It's hard.
Wow.
Phil Fulmer gave me his card with his number on it. He's like, hey, just call. And I'm like, no, you're supposed to be mean. It's almost like I was rooting for Phil Fulmer to be mean to me.
How did that conversation start? Because, like, you hated him.
I went up and I pushed him and spit on him and said, I hate you. And he gave me a hug.
Did you tell him though that you, hey, when I was a kid,
That'd be funny. Good icebreaker.
I said, you know what I do now? I'll talk to any celebrity, even if it doesn't, if I'm like, I don't want to bother them. If it's in a fine place, I'll go talk, hoping that they're rude so I can bring it on the air.
Yeah,
no. But no, he was standing there and I was just standing next to him. And it was awkward not to introduce myself. So I did. I said, hey, Coach Fulmer, I'm Bobby. I'm a huge Arkansas fan. I led with that. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then he just started talking. He was like, great. On and on. And Jim Edmonds, awesome. And I told him, hated you. Watch. That's a Cubs fan. So here's what I'm going to say. Doesn't matter who it is. Bin Laden.
Oh, wait. No.
He's still the enemy. But these enemies that we create as kids, they actually are pretty cool people.
Okay. So let's not hate so many people.
I don't know, man.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's tough. Like, I saw Colt McCoy, and I was like, oh, man.
You hated him, too?
Well, I hated the Longhorns because they were better than us. So anyway, that's my point. Two people that I hated growing up because they always were better and they beat us and stuff. They're actually pretty cool people, and I'm here to say I've grown.
Good for you, man.
And I was kind of hoping they'd be jerks so I could hold on to that, but I can't. So I'm moving on. I'm mature. All right, thank you guys for being here. Let's go. All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have an 11-year-old daughter. She's a go-getter. When she wants something, she can't be stopped. Her grades, and now she wants to act. She has a charismatic personality. I know she'd do great. We've put her in front of people who say the same thing. The problem is, I'm going to have to go into debt to help her do it. Auditions are mostly in New York or Los Angeles, and also classes cost money. Should I go into debt to help her do this? Signed, a mom who wants to give her kids everything. Amy, you can go first.
I'm like, what would Dave say?
Dave Ramsey? I know.
Oh, yeah, don't do
but
it.
Dave Ramsey is very practical. He's known for his practicality, not for chasing your dream unless you've got everything paid for. Dave Ramsey's like, yes, chase your dream if you're out of debt. Go ahead, Amy.
Chasing your kid's dream at this point. I think if she has talent, I'm trying to honestly think of what I would do. And I do think you have to invest in that sort of thing. But I would try to figure out ways to work more, like pick up extra jobs or get creative and be open to that so that I could pay for it. I would have a really hard time going to debt for something that wasn't for real, that wasn't even for me.
How about your kid? Wait, what?
Well, yeah, what are you talking about? You're supposed to do everything for your kids.
Not in a selfish way, but like if I'm in control and knowing what I'm doing and I know the effort I'm putting into it. But as kids, I mean, she does say she's a go-getter, but I just want to make sure that this is really, really, really what they want to do. And are they committed? Is there a way the daughter can earn some extra money to contribute towards it? Like babysitting. I just meant if you're responsible, if you've got skin in the game yourself, you put more into it.
That's what
I meant.
Got
right?
it. Eddie.
Yeah. I mean, I think you need to start small, like Lunchbox. Like do Zooms first, you know, and see how good she
is. She's been put in front of people.
I mean, but I've got to be 100%.
There's no such thing as 100% in an art.
I've got to be convinced that she is good enough, one, and two, that she's put in the work. And absolutely, I'll go in debt for that. Follow your dreams. Look, I just saw a Michael J. Fox documentary, and he just moved to L.A., dude. Look at him. Bazillionaire.
But he probably paid for it himself. And secondly, I would say it's 0.0001% that does that and turns into a bazillionaire.
But I think the regret is too much. Your daughter will always regret it if she never followed her dreams. I say yes, go into debt. Let's do it.
So if your
Amy's not going to debt, unless it's her.
No.
Only her dreams.
No. You just said Michael J. Fox there. He probably paid for it himself. That is the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, but the girl's 11.
It came out wrong.
Was he 11?
Michael J. Fox? No.
He's a little older than that.
But that's what I mean. She could wait till she could pay her own way.
I think Amy has a... Well, no, I wouldn't do that. But I think Amy has a point in that I wouldn't go into maybe a little debt. It just gets to a point where it's almost impossible to pay back if you get so much in debt. Where if you really want to make it happen and you're going to have to pay it off eventually, why not get ahead of it and pick up some side hustle to help pay for it? I know one of my friends to get into college, because they didn't come from any money at all, his mom made these Santa Clauses and sold them at Christmas every year for like 50 bucks, really cool Santa on the side of the road. She would
To
pay for his college.
Wow.
And so but she just hustled all the time and it paid for like 80, 90% of his college. So that's what I would recommend. Try to do a side hustle so you don't go deep, deep in debt. But a little bit, I understand.
I'm even thinking.
Even if it's not you, Mom.
No, guys, that's not what I meant.
So what would you do, Moms?
Okay, but she's 11, so what about making like bracelets or something?
And have her do it too? Yeah, great.
Yeah, get her involved.
I'd probably start OnlyFans.
Well, wow. Wow. Interesting.
Not a lot of work, you know. The subscribers.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Whomever wins the feud can either have the mystery cash. I only have one bill in my wallet.
Oh.
One bill. One bill. I'm not saying what the bill is.
I don't like a bill.
Or the mystery card.
Credit card?
Oh my God.
It's not a credit card. No.
Your credit card?
No. But
heck yeah.
Hey, it's also in that pal, okay?
Could be gift cards.
Well,
Could be an insurance card.
It could be.
I'm not giving you an insurance card.
It could be a AAA card.
Okay. You can have the mystery amount or you can have the mystery card.
Okay.
Okay. That being said, let's play the feud. We rolled the dice before we came on the air and Lunchbox was the winner. He'll go first.
Yeah.
Now, we asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on our Facebook page, and then we deleted it. Who's the best country music vocalist of all time? Who's the best country music vocalist, singer of all time? Lunchbox, you're first up. Hit it.
Carrie Underwood.
Show me Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
What?
Of all time, she did not make the list. Eddie.
I have no idea.
Bones, I'm going to go with... Let's start with Garth.
Show me Garth Brooks. Number four answer was Garth Brooks.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Do we really consider him a great vocalist or a great entertainer?
No, vocalist.
Both, but he can sing. He can sing so good. When I heard him play just the Vegas show by himself when he was singing just a guitar, I was like, oh, yeah, he's a great entertainer. But he can also... He could have been in any format as a singer. He's so good. Eddie, next.
Number two.
Yeah.
Let's go with Dolly Parton.
Show me Dolly. Number five. Best singers of all time.
This guy's new, but I think he's in the list. Let's go with Chris Stapleton.
Show me Stapleton. Number three.
Oh, my goodness. Now I'm in trouble.
Eddie, so far you got 12 points here.
Oh, dude, I got it. I got it. He sang at your wedding, and he holds that. Give me Ronnie Dunn.
From Brooks and Dunn. Show me lead singer Ronnie Dunn.
Oh, he should be on that list.
I didn't make the list.
I know, but he should be on there.
Amy, we're coming over to you. The best voices in country music of all time. What do the listeners say?
Shania Twain.
Show me Shania. That's incorrect. So we go to round two now, and points are doubled. Lunchbox, you got zero.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
Are you confused by?
I mean, have you guys heard Carrie Underwood?
Why are you yelling at us?
Good.
We didn't pick them. The listeners did.
Guys, The Voice, Gary LaVox.
There you go.
Rascal Flatts lead singer Gary LaVoice.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't understand this game.
Yeah, I would think he's on there.
It's not that you don't understand the game. You're just missing the question.
No. Our listeners are idiots is what it is. If they don't have these people on, they're idiots.
Eddie?
I got it. Give me the king of country music, George Strait.
Show me George Strait.
That's not a great voice.
Well, you have to have a great voice to be a legend. One of the greatest singing voices of all time, according to our listeners. Do you understand the game, Eddie?
I get it.
Okay, just making sure you understand it.
But do you think the listeners are kind of dumb?
No.
Yeah.
I like our listeners.
Yeah, me too. I think they're pretty cool. Amy.
Let's see. It is kind of feels like it's just a toss-up.
No, it's not.
Best country music vocalist of all time. All time.
Kenny Chesney.
Really?
He standed the test of time.
Really?
Or stood.
It's an interesting way to look at it, but yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, well,
no, voices of all time, not stood the test of time.
Hey, he's still around.
Yeah. That's true, but that is... Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Do you understand the game?
Let me see.
She said it was a toss-up, so no.
Okay, go ahead. Lunchbox.
Yeah, we're into the third round.
You have 0 points. Points are tripled, so if you know one of these, because we have 3 Chris Stapleton, 4 Garth Brooks, 5 Dolly Parton. Couldn't argue with any of them.
Right.
But 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are on the board. Lots of points to be had.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, number 10. The lead singer of Dan and Shay. Let's go.
What's his name?
Who's that?
He doesn't know which one.
I don't know which one they are. Oh, no. He's Shay. No, I can't say that.
What?
Shay.
Show me Shay.
I mean, he is by far one of the best singers you've ever heard in your life.
So is Carrie.
But I think probably our listeners were going, who stood the test of time?
Right.
No, they're not.
No, they're really not. I don't.
Eddie, go ahead.
Well, Bones, since it's a toss-up, I guess I'll just go with Reba.
Show me Reba McEntire.
Oh, no!
Nice one, Eddie.
Amy, you can win this.
Yeah. Can I, though?
Well, who do you got?
If she doesn't get it, we're going to go one more round.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Our points are quadrupled.
I've got 0 points for the number one spot.
Because you know what quadruple zero is?
Zero.
I don't even understand it.
Amy, go ahead.
How many points does Amy have?
Zero.
Yeah.
Best country music vocalist of all time. We asked our listeners. Go ahead.
Wait, it's a toss-up, Amy.
I mean, okay.
Just say a name, Amy.
All right, Tim McGraw.
Show me Tim McGraw. Amy takes the lead in 18 points.
18
okay.
points.
Yay,
number
that's
six.
What I'm talking about.
And I'll tell you, Tim is deceivingly a great singer.
He is.
He sings so high. It's, I get it. And he stood the test of time.
That's true.
That's true.
And that could be what this game's all about.
But we are going to go one more round. Eddie got lucky. It goes one more round.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did because I'm going to win.
Yeah, why did we decide to go one more round? I just would have won.
Yeah, but you didn't fight it whenever you had zero and you were struggling.
You were looking forward to that extra round.
The rule is if two people have zero, we go an extra round for now on.
Does Amy know she's on the clock?
Yes.
Okay. She's standing test time right now herself, so I don't know.
Where's the, what's the countdown? Good gosh.
Right, three.
I don't even know what jot era to go with.
Right, all-time era.
Okay, well, let's go with Tim's wife, Faith Hill.
Show me Faith Hill. All right, points are quadrupled. Lunchbox, you can win the whole thing here. What do you got?
Johnny Cash.
Show me Johnny Cash. Correct.
And
number two, that's 8 points.
That's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
I had no idea that he had a good voice. Who the heck else sings?
Who else sings?
Oh, guys. People love this dude. Vince Gill.
Show me Vince Gill.
Wow!
Number seven, worth 28 points.
Don't call it a comeback.
Oh,
my gosh.
Shoot.
Oh, man, that just popped in my head.
Lunchbox is 36 points now.
That's ridiculous.
Man. Who is an older person that sings? Johnny Cash is
your grandpa.
No. My grandma had a good voice.
There you go.
Reba wasn't.
Say your grandma.
I know Reba wasn't on there.
3 seconds.
Trisha Yearwood.
Show me Trisha.
That's a good guess.
Now, Lunchbox is sitting strong with 36 points. Now, here's what we have left. We have the number one answer, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Taken off the list, Johnny Cash. We asked our listeners, who's the best country music vocalist of all time? Johnny Cash at 2, Stapleton at 3, Garth at 4, Dolly at 5, Tim McGraw at 6, Vince Gill at 7, Eddie.
Lunchbox is looking at my list laughing.
Go ahead.
You know, one of those persons, I'm like, I don't even know that they were a singer in the country.
What genre are you talking about?
Go ahead.
Bones, give me Wynonna Judd.
Show me Wynonna.
What?
How?
Don't say the other one.
I won't say
we'll
the other
it.
One.
Because I had no
what's
idea.
A trick?
What's a trick?
Lunch, don't say another one. You said... Would you say save it?
I said don't say it because he could give you an answer.
Don't say it, right.
Yeah.
What's going on right now?
How was that a trick?
You could just say the Judds, I guess, if you wanted.
That's a group, actually.
So is Russell Fox.
But, and they weren't it. And
yeah,
said
Gary LaVox was not it. And I said Shane
Mooney.
You
were not standing the test of time
for
this game.
And he was not it.
Okay, listen.
It's a toss-up, Amy.
It is, sure is. Give me Kenny Rogers.
Show her Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
Yeah!
Lunchbox.
What a comeback! What a comeback!
That's crazy.
I mean, the dumbest survey ever, yeah. And I
it's
won.
It's actually a really good survey. But go ahead. Play a song, and then we'll get to what's
Woo!
On the list.
Oh, my goodness! You guys want to hear me sing?
No.
You're about to.
Win.
Eddie, can you say your person that I didn't even know was a country singer?
Patsy Cline.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, hey. I'm crazy.
For I didn't know that was a country.
Who wrote Patsy Cline's song?
Willie Nelson.
He's on the list. Willie makes the list.
Willie?
Yeah.
At number nine. The number one answer was George Jones.
Awesome.
Number eight was Randy Travis. Number nine, Willie Nelson, which we said. And number 10 was Hank Williams Sr.
There's an asterisk in this game, though. This is the first time we've ever gone four rounds.
But you weren't complaining when I said it.
No, you're right.
Even though you were up, you could have.
Yeah.
No, he would have lost either way.
I would have won.
Amy would have beat him, or I'd have beat him. So he would have won.
That's true.
So
you when won. I said it, though, we didn't know Amy was going to get it right.
Well, I'll take it as a victory.
You know what? Everybody wins.
Hey.
No, wrong. Wrong.
You said the game was stupid.
Mm-hmm. But it was stupid. I mean, the list was terrible.
You don't even understand the game.
You don't even know country music, so the list is not terrible.
It is. You're telling me Carrie Underwood doesn't have a better voice than Willie Nelson.
I'm telling you that Carrie Underwood hasn't been around for 100 years like Willie has, and that probably affects a little bit of it, too.
Doesn't matter. It says all time.
And it's also not a scientific poll. It's just our listeners. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Vivian Eagle is a 17-year-old junior from Avon, Indiana. And just a few miles down the road, there's Cade Thompson. He's 18 from Indianapolis. And they both have this rare form of cancer that's like bone cancer that they've been fighting for years. Well, they met because their moms had kind of met between treatments or whatever. They're like, hey, my daughter needs to meet your son. So they met. They've been friends. Guess what? They are going to prom together.
Oh, wow.
So I think the idea was that they're going through something together. So why not experience prom together? And there's no word that they're in love yet. But for starters, they're going to prom.
Or it's people that understand each other are sometimes bonded.
Yeah.
That turns into romance.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm rooting for the kids.
Cade and Vivian.
But no pressure.
No pressure. Just have fun.
Hey, nobody
fun.
Ever said you're going to prom, dad, fine.
Right? Just have fun.
This is buddies. What?
This reminds me of my friends that were in the NICU together, like as babies, and they got married.
Have you heard this story?
No. Uh-uh.
We haven't been able to prove it, but...
Amy,
what's the story?
She's my college roommate. No, my friend Missy. So come to find out, we go to Texas A&M. She meets her boyfriend. They're dating. And then their parents, they start talking. And their parents are like, wait, what? You were a NICU baby? You were a NICU baby? We're in the same. They were in the NICU at the hospital at the same exact time.
Cribbed
next
right
to
next
each
to each other.
That's crazy.
Yes. And they...
Is there photos of this?
Yeah, they held hands over the thing. Like,
oh, yeah, two little baby hands.
And now they're married and they have their own kids.
Wow. So Eddie asked a question.
Is there a photo of this? Like the two, you know, little cribs or whatever together. Yeah.
Let me send her a DM on Instagram.
It's a great story.
It's a good story.
Yeah. And your story's great. But your story, we can prove.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Okay.
Here's the thing about Amy. When she gets fact checked, it never turns out.
Well, no.
I've heard that.
That's, whoa.
We'll get NPR on this.
No, these are personal stories that are very true. I know this for a fact. And y'all just probably think that because my other college friend had a baby and she didn't know she was pregnant.
Well, that's a great story. The sorority,
there's a lot. There's
the sorority.
Okay, thank you. Excellent story, Amy. Excellent story, Eddie.
Thank you.
Glad you guys brought them. That's why this show does so well. We're positive all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
All right, Amy, what happened?
So my friend met a guy on a dating app that lives in France.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your friend. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not on a dating app, so yes, it's my friend. Okay. Y'all know this.
You know what? Humor it, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what is that?
Well, just think, for the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your friend.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. She's calling him French Hottie. Anyway, he lives in Paris, and they have they talk on the app. And then they, I guess, they exchange numbers, so now they text, and they also do voice text. And she's obsessed with his accent. And I was like, well, have y'all FaceTimed yet? And she said, no. It's been 3 weeks of texting.
Have you tried to FaceTime with him?
It's not me.
Sorry, I meant has she...
Right, nice try, though.
Sorry.
Like, were you hoping? I was like, no.
Has she tried to FaceTime with him?
No.
Like, asked him?
She has not even brought it up yet. And I said, well, you need to bring it up. And if he's not down with it, then that's a sign. Because this happened to Bobby.
Wait, why do you have to bring me into this? And that's not exactly accurate, because FaceTime wasn't a thing.
Well, video something was a thing.
Yeah, but FaceTime wasn't. That's what I stand by. I did Skype. So
I guess Skype, and she was never available.
So what's the deal? She gonna go to Paris then to meet him or send him some money? Her bank account robbed.
There we go.
No, but apparently he does come to America for work from time to time.
She's getting scammed.
Right. I know.
I thought these apps were all like regional, like 5 miles away.
No, she's on that. I don't know. She's on that fancy one.
She did Earth.
Yeah, the whole...
Where do you want Earth?
The no, whole I don't know how that one works. Yeah. Like the one for, like, what is that one? Raya or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Famous people?
Yeah, she's on that one.
She's famous?
Your friend? Is it?
No, but she has...
It's Amy.
Yeah. It's Amy.
You're famous?
Amy, it's you.
I am not on Raya.
Oh my God, we got her.
So what's his name, Amy?
I am not on
Pierre?
Raya. Oh. I am not...
Francois.
Okay, whatever.
LaCroix.
Let's go.
Wow, good for you, Amy.
Hey, how about that?
How did... check Raya. I'm not on there.
I'm not on it.
None of us are going
to
check Raya.
And it's not like I can check to find your profile.
Morgan, do you have Raya?
I do have Raya, yes.
Boom.
Okay, so
log
what?
In.
You can't look for you.
You can't get on there and just search
Why?
Amy.
See, I don't even know how it works.
Hey, oh, sure you don't.
Uh-huh. You knew how to get connected to Paris.
So, Amy,
no,
I think you're getting scammed, though.
Amy, I don't think you should do it.
It's not a scam.
You should stop talking to him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to FaceTime you at anything. Sorry, tell your friend.
Very excited about this guy, and I just am hesitant, and I was bringing it to y'all, as I always do.
Tell her that, first of all, I love her radio show. It's great.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's awesome. She has a great podcast.
Love her jokes.
Yes, it's funny.
She's great on the countdown.
On that, but tell her she should stop. If he doesn't FaceTime, he's hiding something. Either he's not what he says he is, or he's not even that.
Right.
Like, he's got a second nose or something. He's embarrassed of, or he's catfishing her, and that it's him, but maybe it's a young picture. Morgan got kind of catfished, but like, the guy outed himself, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah. So I was messaging with a guy on a dating app and gave him my number because the conversation was going really well. And when he texted me, he said, "Hi, it's blank from Hinge." And I was like, I go back to my message, and the only guy I gave my number to is not the same name.
So he's using a fake name somewhere.
Yes.
Was he French?
He wasn't French. He might be.
Amy.
Was it Simon Leviev?
When you said Raya, the famous app.
Oh.
Good for
I'm
you,
just letting. I don't know how that one works if it's international. Because I don't even know if the hinge or.
You know what? I recommend you go to Paris. That'd be fun.
Oh my gosh!
All of a sudden, she goes for some work trip.
I do. I've always wanted to go to Paris.
I know, especially now. Huh? Tell your friend, whomever that is, get out. If he ain't gonna FaceTime, that ain't real. There's no reason he shouldn't FaceTime. If
right,
he's gonna
okay.
talk on the phone, if he's gonna send text messages, he can FaceTime just to prove himself. Mm-hmm. Right, Morgan?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Thank you.
Perfect, I'll tell her.
Morgan, do you think it's Amy?
No. No, I don't think okay. it's Amy.
Bobby,
What happened to me was, it was a model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reached out. But I was young and impressionable. I was like 25.
Was it a real model?
It was, Guess Jeans model, Brie Condon. And then I even got her on the air, and then we found out it was a dude. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever.
Move on.
He was in the news for being a dude scamming dudes, saying it was a woman.
And I did not give him that much money. And I think it was a big deal. I didn't even money. All right, thank you, Amy, for sharing your story with us of vulnerability. You're getting there.
NLR.
Way to get out there, Amy.
Yeah. You can't use NLR because that's not yours. It's only Lunchbox and my thing.
I know, but I'm just letting you know that it's not
me. It has no meaning.
A Taylor Swift fan is selling rain from her Boston show. $250. They collected it in a cup. Now they're selling it.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to get that money back for those expensive tickets.
The concert went on. Same thing in Nashville. She was performing at 2 a.m. because it rained so hard here. But it went on, and the concert then lasted a couple hours, and someone had a cup. They have the whole documentation of the water in the cup. Now they're selling it. It's now in a jar, though. $250, and you know somebody's going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, some weirdo.
I mean, some of those collectibles are cool, but like rain, like, okay, you have people at the house like, oh, so this is rain.
But it's rain from a Taylor Swift concert.
Okay, yeah. People would be like, that's so dumb.
Stashira's going to be so mad she didn't think of this because she was at the rainy one.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's from page 6. I thought it was funny. Here's another money story. And mostly I wanted to see what Lunchbox would do, how you'd feel about this. So this guy, Christopher Bates, him and his coworkers, they do a lottery pool every week or 2 weeks. They do it on a schedule.
Okay.
They're always in it. Boom. On January 24th, they hit $50 million.
Oh, my God.
And it was the group that he had started.
Oh.
And he was on vacation. And he didn't get in because he was on vacation.
No.
Oh, no.
And that's when they won the $50 million.
Oh, no.
So he's suing them for excluding him while he was on vacation.
Oh, no. No, wait, he knows.
He can't do that.
He knows.
The group that won argues the tickets were bought on a no-pay, no-play policy. Bates' lawyer's client was a regular player every time, and that the members had a duty of faith to include him, even if he's on vacation, because it was every time. On the second day of what was scheduled to be a 10-day trial, there was, quote, a confidential settlement reached. Don't know what that means. Probably a little bit of money. I don't know. But that's from the Mirror. Lunchbox, if you're the judge and this guy comes in, it's like, I played every single week for 4 years and I went on vacation. They bought tickets that didn't include me. They know I'm in. What would you say?
I'd say, listen, man, you know you're going on vacation. You know what day the lottery is drawn and what day that the lottery is taking place. You hand it to Billy in accounting and say, Billy, here is my $4 for the lottery tickets this week. So I am in, even though I am on vacation. It's not an IOU because I don't think he was going to come back from vacation and be like, oh, we didn't win. Let me pay you my $4. He's mad.
If there was ever a moment of that, though, or if there's a way that somebody walks around and collects every time where people don't walk in and just give, if there's a collector of it, hey, I need your money. They weren't able to get to him this time.
I mean, there's called Venmo, there's called PayPal, there's called
Zelle.
What if you were him, though?
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Mad, or would you?
Would you expect the money?
I would probably be out.
Like you quit your job?
Stop.
No.
Stop.
I'd be out of this world.
You'd leave for the day?
I'd leave forever.
What do you mean?
No, don't.
Peace out. Lights out.
Mm-mm.
You punch yourself? No.
I'm more than punch myself.
That's lights out.
Yeah, that's lights out. But I mean, I'm talking lights out. Never come back home.
So if you lost a section of this money, because you're probably talking about if there are, let's say, 10 people, 50 million. Let's say there are only 10. I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's 5 million each after taxes.
5 million. Oh,
you know, it's probably 2.8 million. So for 2.8 million bucks,
okay, hold on,
you can kill yourself.
It's only 2.8 million.
This is all imagined scenario based on the group. And
2.8 is a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, but that's not injured.
How much would you? Come on, just humor me, Amy, because he's an idiot.
I can't.
How much would you think that would be lights out for? What's that level?
Like, where could I retire and never have to work again and not stress? Probably 10 million.
At 10 million bucks, if you realized, you messed up. And you play the same numbers every week by yourself and they hit.
Yeah.
Or this happened. 10 million lights out.
Lights out. Yeah. $10 million. Oh, man. That's
just the dumbest thing you ever heard.
No, it's not. Like, I don't think how you could look in the mirror every day and be like, you idiot, you lost $10 million.
You didn't lose it. You never had it.
No, you did. Because you played those numbers consistently and you miss one time. You go on vacation. You don't play it. You would think about that every waking moment. So that's why lights out.
Stop saying lights out.
No, that's it. I mean,
because really, it's not true. And nobody should do that. And there are people that really are dealing with that in a way that is affecting their life, people's lives.
That's
and
for true.
You, but for you to go lights out because of the lottery.
Hey, some people have their stress. I have my stress. Like, we all have our different problems.
Do you ever
problems.
Get sad that you may not win the lottery? You're getting older.
I do. I have those moments where I'm like, man, is this ever going to happen for me? And then I see a sign that says 150 million or 200 million. I'm like, ah, all right, I'm back.
Would
like,
you?
Because Amy looks for signs. I drive by on the signs.
No, those
all
are
the
literal signs
on the highway. And I'm like, dang, that's a sign that I'm supposed to win.
So, and would you rather win $1 million today?
Oh, man.
Or 50 million at age 85?
Oh, come on, man. That's easy.
Today.
Oh, man.
$1 million today or 50 million at age 85?
How is this even?
This is tough, man, because at 85, I wouldn't be able to do crap. But with only $1 million, I can't really do crap anyway.
What are you talking about?
Guys, do you know what happens? Bobby's already taught you guys this. If you guys don't pay attention in Bobby class, that's only $500,000.
You're basically getting a little more than $500,000. That's $500,000 free dollars. What do you mean you can't do anything with it?
Yeah, I can't buy an island. I can't retire. I can't. Like, I'm just like.
You can invest.
You can buy a house.
Yeah.
I have a house. Like, I mean.
He's good there.
Yeah, I have a car. Like, I have a bike. I don't have a.
Your car's about to break down.
You know, it's still there. Barely. We'll see.
So, if I gifted you $500,000,
I'd take it.
But it wouldn't, like, make you so happy?
It made me happy, but it's not like.
Well, you're out of your mind. I cannot believe it. If you gifted me $500.
No. It would make me happy, but it's not like.
What do you mean?
It is life-changing.
Yes.
No, it pay off all your debt.
It's life-changing to a certain extent. It's not Lambo life-changing.
You can buy a Lamborghini easily with that.
But I can't buy a Lambo, a boat, a lake house.
You have to choose.
I'm talking unlimited. Like, I want unlimited where I am just, like, flush in cash. Like, $500,000, it's like, man, you could go to the grocery store and spend it.
What?
No, you can't.
Prices are high, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of bananas.
Have you guys seen how much eggs are?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. But you're the judge. He doesn't get money.
He doesn't get money.
But if it's you...
Lights out.
Lights out, okay. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you do doop, boop, ba doop, boop, ba doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target. While you're on vacation or while you're on the road, sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere
with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. The number one pop song in the country is from Miguel, Sure Thing. Even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you. The number one alternative song, Foo Fighters, Rescued. And the number one country song, Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country. I'll take you dancing in the country. Those are your number ones. What's your favorite of the three, Amy?
I like Dancing in the Country.
Eddie?
Let's go Miguel.
Oh, why is it with Foo Fighters?
Why not?
Foo Fighters have awesome content on TikTok right now.
Really?
Yeah, they like record their full rehearsals.
What's their drummer situation?
They have a new drummer. They announce it on TikTok.
Really?
They did a whole bit where famous drummers were coming in. They're like, we're here. We're going to announce our drummer. And like Tommy Lee walks in from Motley Crue. And they're like, Tommy. And you think he's going to be him. He's like, hey, I had your poodles. And he gives them poodles and walks out. And then the drummer from the Chili Peppers walks in like, Chad. And they're like, hey, guys, I parked your car up front. I know you wanted it. He leaves. And then the drummer's been sitting there all along. It's this really famous studio drummer.
Okay.
It's really good. But it's their content's awesome. That's I love cool. Foo Fighters. I don't know if you can tell. I love Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I can tell.
We can tell.
Yeah. All right, so those are your number ones. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Jamie Lee Curtis's brother-in-law hosted his own living funeral. And I've seen sick. Other people doing this too. Nah, but he is in his 80s. He's 86.
Okay, that's different than somebody who's with an illness. If you're old, you're just kind of predicting. You're just playing the odds. I'm probably going to die soon.
It's coming up.
If you're sick, that makes me sad. Mm. So he did a funeral with everybody around?
Yeah, complete with $10,000 worth of Cristal champagne for the mourners to drink. And this part is a little weird to me. He, like, laid on the ground like a white sheet.
No, all that's weird, Amy. Not just that part. All that's weird. I just want to say that out loud, that the whole thing's weird, but that could be the weirdest.
No. I think a living funeral, this might could become a thing because you get to celebrate life with
party.
Your people.
Yeah, it's there also called a birthday party. Yeah.
Okay, true. But if this is his dress rehearsal for his funeral and he put pennies over his eyes, that'd be creepy. And they would throw roses at him.
So does that mean you don't have to go to the real funeral then? If you do the living funeral?
Yeah.
Like if you're had to travel for this one and you get over there
yeah.
and then he dies like 4 months later and it's like on a Tuesday and you're like, I just went to the other one. Do I have to go to this one too?
Yeah, I think that's the point. Like, it's like, hey, we're going to go ahead and have my funeral now. And when I die, I die.
Bizarre. Fun. If that's your thing, I would have trouble doing that because it made me sad. I don't like death. I'm trying to figure out a way to beat that.
Do you want your funeral? Do you want yours to be a funeral or a celebration of life?
I know. I want everybody to be sad as crap. I don't want any celebration. I want everybody to be so sad they almost can't even get there or walk out because there's so much tears and so much crying how much they're going to miss me.
Oh,
I want
wow.
it to be the saddest day of your freaking lives.
Huh.
Don't celebrate.
for a year. I want you to mourn for a year. Quit your jobs.
Yeah, if everyone celebrates for your death, that's not good.
Yeah, they're celebrating you died.
No, they celebrate.
Oh, I want people to be so sad. I want the earth to turn on its side. I'm so sad. They're so sad.
Okay. What? The gift you were to them, what you brought to them, and they...
Yeah, now they're so sad that gift is gone. Ever had a gift taken from you? It sucks.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Okay. So, sadness? Hey, be sad and stay sad.
You're telling us to
play this at the funeral on video. Hey, everybody, be freaking sad.
Do you have a song you know you want played?
The saddest one that's out that day.
Oh.
Just pick the saddest one that day that's going to kick everybody right in
something
the,
off
right
the charts.
The gut. You know what? It could be an old chart, new chart. The sadness charts. We should have a sadness chart.
Okay.
I don't want that played. And I want every radio station I'm on right now to play all sad music for 3 weeks.
Ooh. Wow. That's a lot of sad music. Mm-hmm.
No commercials.
Bring everyone down.
No commercials unless they're sad commercials. I've said what I said. Move on.
Venmo is launching Venmo teen accounts, which I think is amazing. It's going to be available for 13 to 17-year-olds with a parent's permission, and it'll give teens a digital wallet, a debit card, and parents can monitor transactions, even pay their allowance through Venmo. I'm like, okay.
That's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Good.
Also gives kids an understanding of kind of what money is doing and what it does. We didn't have that. We didn't get classes on that stuff. I didn't anyway. We carried around an egg, said, that's a baby. Don't break it. We learned how to balance stuff.
And this is Venmo, but they'll get this debit card, which will allow them to withdraw money at ATMs for $2.50. Like, that'll be the fee. I'm like, yes, I want my kids to start seeing all the little fees that happen.
Fees?
Yes, they don't understand.
That'd be a crappy class to take. Welcome to fees.
No, listen, I was talking to my daughter the other day about how when she's 16, she's going to be 18, 19 on her own. She was like earning money, saving money. And she goes, oh, I have a plan for that. And I said, what's your plan? She goes, I'm only going to eat one or two meals a day.
Felt that.
I'm like, okay. So you've got food. That's like at the bottom. What about gas, insurance, rent, electricity, water? I mean, they don't.
Yeah, they don't, but you didn't either.
I know. And eventually, I guess I figured it out. And that's honestly what gets me through. I'm like, somehow I figured it out. Here I am paying bills.
All right, what else?
Speaking of teenagers, Justin Moore doesn't understand why his 13-year-old daughter never leaves her room. He said, quote, I've seen the room. It's not that spectacular to stay in there for 8 hours a day. And I would just like to tell Justin, you're not alone. This is typical teenage girl behavior.
I would do the same thing.
Damn boys.
I used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Until I got married and was forced out of my room. I would just stay in my room all day.
Mm-hmm. My wife always, because I complain about the boys, like they're so loud. And she's like, in a few years, they're just going to stay in their rooms. Like, so just
and you're like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, tell can't me wait.
Yes. Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something
good. I want to go over and talk to Trudy, who lives in Wisconsin, who's got to tell me something good for us. Hey, Trudy, what's going on?
So back in 2002, 2003, my daughter was about 2 to 3 years old. She got a hold of my class ring. And I graduated in 1999, and she got a hold of my class ring and thought she was funny and flushed it down the toilet. Well, obviously it flushed on toilet. I thought it was gone. Well, 15 years later, around 2017, I get a Facebook message from the secretary of my high school asking if I had lost my high school ring. And I said, well, yeah, it was flushed down the toilet. Well, here, some lady was walking her dog in the area where I used to live and saw something shiny hanging in the sewer. So she got it out, and here it was, my class ring.
How does it hang in the sewer?
No.
What am I missing?
It was hanging, you know, those things that you can stretch. It has hooks on. I can't think what you call them.
I don't know.
To tie things down with.
Like bungees?
Oh, like a bungee? Yeah, like a bungee strap?
A bungee cord.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bungee cord. It was hanging on the hook of a bungee cord that was hanging in the sewer.
I've never been able to see in a sewer.
Huh.
That's weird, but that's awesome. You got your ring back 15 years later. And then also, I don't know, I'm going in the sewer for something shiny. So good for her. Did she have to crawl somewhere? How did she get it?
The one hook was like hanging on the top of the grate of the sewer.
Oh.
And the ring was hanging on the bottom. So she just really had to pick up the top of the thing and it came through the sewer.
So this is what
but
I think happened.
It was
somebody was in the sewer working and they saw it and put it on a bungee and hooked it under the Ninja Turtle hole.
Oh, it flooded. And the current got the bungee, and then it, I mean, dude, it was perfect.
Okay, the current's not hooking the thing.
That's what I said. Yeah, yeah, yeah. wrong with you?
It was perfect.
No, I think the ring landed on the hook.
Landed. Yeah,
you
landed.
Guys are out of your
Come
mind
on.
If you think that ring has landed on a hook that happened to be hanging from the top of the manhole.
No, the hook, the top hook hit the manhole.
Right.
It was hanging there, and then the ring came by and
you got it out of your mind.
Yeah, out of your mind.
It was meant to be.
I think somebody nice put it there in case somebody lost it.
Oh.
That's what I think. You know the odds of the hook hitting the Ninja Turtle hole and then the ring getting on the bottom of the bungee?
That would be awesome, though.
That would be awesome. Yeah. I don't think that's it. But that's a great story. So do you wear it after it's been in poop water for a long time?
I do wear it now and then. I don't wear it every day, but I do wear it now and then, yep.
That's pretty cool that you got it back. Amy's still missing hers.
This gives me hope.
Yeah, somebody stole it, though, right?
Have
you checked sewers?
Well, in North Carolina, no, and no one said anything. I don't think it got flushed down any toilets, though. The thing is, our house did get robbed, and Ben's Air Force Academy ring was stolen, and he never got that back. But I just can't remember. He knows his was in the jewelry box. I don't remember if mine was
there. So there's a
chance
it's actually in, like, some sock somewhere, and we've been doing this bit on the show for, like, 3 years.
Oh, no.
It's still lost.
Boy.
Offering a reward. Right. Yeah. What's the reward up to?
You gave it.
$550.
You tell me.
I gave the whole thing?
No, you gave 500.
50.
You gave 50, Amy gave 500.
I did?
Yeah. Wow, that's
Are
a good reward.
Sure?
Sounds right to me. All right, look, that's awesome. So, Trudy, I'm glad you got your ring back, and it's probably because the kindness of somebody from the city that's working in the sewer.
Or the rushing water.
Yeah, the rushing water, they got it hooked. Yeah.
Do you know how rushing that water would have to be to hit the manhole that high?
Yeah. That'd be awesome, though.
Trudy, thank you for your call. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Right. Bye-bye, guys.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.